This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the first hour, we discussed scammy dating websites. There are no shortage of these things out there, and I had the opportunity to assess a couple of them myself, and you got to watch out when you're out there in the dating website world. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and I'll share with you a couple more of these messages from the women on these websites here in a few moments. Since Ralph brought it back up in New Jersey, Ralph, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
This question has something to do with the issue of race. What do you think of interracial dating?
I think it's a wonderful thing.
All right.
I think two people should get together regardless of if they get along and they like each other, then it shouldn't matter what the color of their skin is.
I can only give you my perspective from the black side of this. We define interracial dating in this country as white and black. Okay, I wouldn't like to believe
interracial dating would be any different races dating with one another. You describe yourself as a black man?
Given the history of this country, okay, when it comes to the issue of race, I would like to believe that, you know, that's the very definition of interracial dating, white and black. On the black side of it, as you very well know, it is the...
I believe that's called jungle fever, but interracial dating would suggest... any amount of different races that would be dating with one another.
Fine.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would go with that, but given the history of race in this country, I would define interracial dating.
Okay, fine. Well, go ahead with your definition for the purpose of this conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, on the black side of this, as you very well know, the black male are the one looking for, a white man.
Are you suggesting there aren't black females who would like to be with a white male?
They are less inclined to that, according to a study.
Okay.
They are less inclined to that, according to a study.
All right.
And this is a very reliable study I'm looking at. Okay.
I just listened to something last night that was on YouTube that made the claim that everybody wants to date Asian women. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
Among the millennials, that's
Ralph. I just want to clarify something. What did you describe yourself as a black man?
No. I don't describe myself ever. I am who I am, and that's how people will think.
That's
me.
The way it should be, right? Like, people shouldn't identify with the color of their skin. They should be who they are. They should be an individual.
Your color should be the most boring thing about you.
Yeah, absolutely. It shouldn't even be notable.
That leads me to another question.
Yeah.
Okay? That leads me to another question. Given that, you know, obsession and fixation by this man, Obama, about the issue of race.
I wanted to know how you were going to go from dating to Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Go ahead.
Okay. What kind of a country do you think we are if we were a majority black country? What kind of a country do you think we are?
I'm not anything. I'm just me.
Okay.
What do you think, Ralph? Okay, Ralph, one of the difficulties is that for whatever historical reasons, there are very few black countries that were not... I'm going to finish what I have to say, Ralph. There are very few black countries that have not been scarred by colonialism, and I would say that the United States and
I'm putting him on hold, so he can't interrupt you.
And a few other countries have to deal with, you know, similar scars that come sort of from, the slave trade and that kind of thing, which black people were involved with, but for whatever reason, since countries exist longer than people do, people tend to blame countries as opposed to people. The people that participated in the slave trade are all dead, right? But some countries have handled it better than others. So, for instance, Canada, they don't have the racial strife that the United States does. One has to ask oneself why.
We got Ralph back. Go ahead, Ralph.
What do you think is happening in Europe right now with them not checking on which kind of people they're allowing to? Basically, it's an invasion of Europe from Middle Eastern, for the most part, people.
Each country in Europe is handling their immigration situation differently.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it. It's not an invasion. There have been some news stories about some, you know, violent acts committed by a small minority of individuals. When you have thousands upon thousands, if not, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people coming somewhere, you're going to have some bad eggs.
There's some problems in Europe, but I would ask people to look at how much of those problems were created by the welfare state that they have there.
How about the fact that you can't defend yourself in many European countries?
Another good question.
You know, the big story was, I don't know if you were on the show at this time, because I don't remember how many weeks ago it was, but there was this, this headline going out there about, these Syrian immigrants are raping women in Germany.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, it was being, portrayed as though there were like 1,000 rapists, in this one area doing these sorts of things. And from what we understood later, that it was ended up being like 30 people that were involved in some sort of action. And further, no one can defend themselves. So this is an issue of self-defense. This is an issue of personal freedom, the ability to carry whatever weapon you darn well feel like, so that you can even the odds in the instance that some crazy rapist does decide to try something. You can't do that in Germany. So we shouldn't be surprised. This is not an issue with immigration. This is an issue with self-defense and the freedom to defend oneself. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us about whatever happens to be on your mind. And there's some other stuff worth talking about here tonight. The travel ban in New York City. We've got people who actually took LSD at a Donald Trump rally and then wrote about their experiences. But since Ralph brought up the dating websites, I figured I'd just read to you one of these messages that was sent to me on Paranormal Date, which is one of the ones we were talking about earlier, a site that I believe to be a scam on poor suckers who are desperate to meet someone. Here's one of the emails that is one of these mass introduction messages that they were trying to claim was somehow legitimate, which I think is basically a scam to try to get people to sign up for their site, because it's a message being sent by a profile, which is allegedly a real woman, a message being sent apparently to every single person within a certain age range on the website, because there's no actual like targeting of someone here, because she sent it to me and my profile has next to nothing filled in on it.
Right, you're just checking things out, so you didn't spend a lot of time making a profile.
And now it's certainly possible that this woman who ostensibly lives in Adams, New York, it's certainly possible that she is not intelligent. Okay, let me read the... I'm going to read this as it's written. I'm not going to correct anything. Introduction. Gina, cute smile, looking for her other smiling part. Ellipsis. Now, that's the subject line. Now, normally you wouldn't be able to click these messages unless you signed up for the site. Now, this site was trying to pitch us on joining this white label network where we would have the same users on the site, but it would be a different label on the site, so it wouldn't be Paranormal Date. That was just one of their myriad of sites. And so I wouldn't have normally been able to click on it, but they gave me free access to the site so I could see what the full features were like. So here's what she says, ostensibly. Quote, "The world is beautiful that God, in all caps, has created for it, male and female, to be living on. In the beginning of the world, God create man in his own image and told the man he created to be living in the beautiful world we are. He later found out that man is incomplete without a woman beside him. He said, let the man and woman live together, for togetherness they will find peace."
If I was going to send a mass email to people, I would spell check that baby. I'd proofread it.
The punctuation's terrible. There are some periods in here, but, not good.
So what does that say to you?
That says this is not a real person. This is like some fake profile created by someone who can barely speak English, likely in India or something this company, I believe, is hiring people in other countries to create fake profiles on their websites.
Okay.
and then they have some sort of, you know, thing that's sending. I've got other messages here that I haven't even read yet. Toll free number.
With the amount that you can pay people in, you know, countries that have internet access but still have, you know, low standards of living, it might be worth it to a dating company to simply create, you know, to have these, what do they call them, Turks, Mechanical Turks is what you're referring to, you know, just do their website. It's possible.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number, 855 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Please enjoy the features you will find there on the site. We give them away at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there on the front page of the website, and it makes it easy to vote on what you like and what you don't. We'll look at our front page at freetalklive.com on a nightly basis and see if there's anything there that we think is worth talking about. So it's a good way to suggest show topics to us if you don't feel like calling in and actually just bringing it up, which is the best way to do it.
So, yeah, that's the easiest.
Yeah, so dial in at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So Liberty Forum coming up February 18th through the 21st. First, I am excited about this. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker at the event, which is awesome because Edward Snowden, I mean, do I need to explain who that is? In case I do, he's the guy who released all this information, this shocking information about the NSA back in the summer of 2013, and they snagged him for Liberty Forum, which is going to be amazing. Now, he can't actually physically come to Liberty Forum because he'll be arrested if he sets foot inside the United States, so he'll be broadcasting to us from his hotel room in Moscow. Very excited about that. There will also be dozens of other speakers, panel discussions.
He's like still in a hotel in Moscow? He's got to have a place.
I don't know, Mark. The last I heard, he was meeting press in a hotel. Whether
that might be
living,
a good idea for him.
Whether he's living in the hotel is another question. NHLibertyForum.com will be taking place in a hotel, the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel, the biggest hotel for conventions in all of New Hampshire. It's February 18th through the 21st. Great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire during the cold of winter, but feel the warmth of the community here. The hundreds of people who are here already as part of the Free State Project, over 1,600 have moved, and a couple hundred of those 1,600 will likely be in attendance at the Liberty Forum. I know we're going to be there because we're going to be broadcasting live every single night, so we'll look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. And it's extra special because it's going to be the first Liberty Forum since the Free State Project has completed its 20,000 signers. Now, it's not yet complete. It's at 97.5% tonight.
But it's whipping along.
Tomorrow, it's going to go to 98%.
How do you know?
Because it's going up at least 40 signers per day, and they've got 20 more signers to go till they hit. So it's almost a guarantee it's going to hit 98% tomorrow, which will mean we will then have only 400 more signers to go once it hits 98%. So this thing's wrapping up. If you want to be part of history, you need to go and sign up now if you love Liberty at freestateproject.org, and then go to nhlibertyforum.com and come on up and visit and or just move and then attend the Liberty Forum. Whatever it takes, we want to see you here. February 18th through the 21st in Manchester, nhlibertyforum.com. Here's another email message, I guess, not email, but a message sent on the private messaging system of a what I believe to be scammy website. With Anita, she's 26 years old. She has sent me my profile, which has really only three questions answered on it and only one photograph. She sent me from the Meatpacking District of New York, which is interesting because I got a message on January 14th from a different woman also in the Meatpacking District. It's kind of an unusual place to receive messages from.
Which site is this?
This is Paranormal Date.
Okay, Meatpacking District.
Right. So here she is. She's 26. Anita. Introduction. Read about me and get in. Whoa, okay, I got to read this again here because it's written wrong. I don't want to accidentally correct this, so I got to read it right. I got to read it wrong because it's written wrong. Anyway, read about me and get to in touch with me.
All right.
Get to in touch with me, all in lowercase. And then here's the actual message. This is so you would be able to read the subject if you'd signed up for the site and received one of these messages, and then they'd want you to pay to get in to read the message. The actual message says, "I'm very outgoing, and my match would be one who would share excitement. Grew up on reservation. Also, I do enjoy intimacy, and want one who feels intimacy is important, as well as all things." Now, again, this is the message that is purportedly being sent out, according to the site's CEO, by these women who just want to reach every single person who meets a certain set of specifications that signs up for the website, which, of course, I barely gave them any specifications about their site. Here's another one from Daisy from Stuyvesant. I know there's a way you pronounce that in New York. Stuyvesant or something like that. I don't even know. Bed-Stuy or whatever it is.
Okay.
Anyway,
Bed-Stuy. Yeah.
Stuyvesant. Introduction, understanding, and care. Not caring, but care. I mean, this is terrible English
it
from
is.
These people. I am looking, not capitalized, I am looking to be happy and meet a man that will make all the difference.
Who isn't looking to be happy?
Tell me, Mark, that you believe this is
even
anything
bad
but...
spellers.
Tell me you believe this is anything but hiring someone who can barely speak English in some other country to create fake profiles that then send out fake introductory messages to every new signer of this website for the purpose of getting someone to pay whatever the arbitrary amount of money is that they want to sign up for this site.
It's certainly beginning to look that way. I hadn't considered that as a possibility initially. Yeah.
I thought for a moment that this was just the first message I got, because when I signed up, I received one. I thought, oh, this is some poorly educated woman from Massachusetts. Maybe she's real. But now it's like every single one of these. I mean, I've got here. I've been on the site for less than a week and a half here, 2 weeks max, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got almost 10 messages.
And
from
they all
people.
Can't spell.
Yeah, they're all just terrible. It's terrible. Here's another one.
Okay, that's funny.
Here's Sapphire. She's 40 from Brooklyn. Introduction. Now, this one actually has some capitalization in the introduction. Looking for a sincere, gentleman, who can appreciate a real woman. The words that are capitalized are looking, which is correct, because that's the first word in the sentence. The word for, the word sincere, gentleman, and real are capitalized.
Maybe
in that
she's
sentence.
A Jeffersonian capitalizer.
Here's the actual...
The Declaration of Independence has a lot of capitalization in it that doesn't really belong there.
Here is the message text. Again, this is my first time reading this. Hi, I'm here because I was listening to slow jams alone and decided that I no longer wanted to do so. I'm looking for a sincere, capital S, gentleman, who is just as hardworking and compassionate as I am, and who can match me on all levels, yet is down-to-earth and humble with a sense of humor. It's good to laugh a little and smell the roses once in a while. Now, that was actually relatively together. That was a decently punctuated, well-put-together sentences. Maybe she's a real one. I mean, I don't doubt that there are real profiles on this site, because it is being promoted on, apparently, coast-to-coast. And I just heard from Michael W. Dean that Genesis Communications is actually running
Our syndicate.
That's our syndicate is actually running these advertisers.
Thanks for getting me in trouble, Ian.
Look, I'm sorry, Mark. This is my honest opinion of this particular website, and I'm under no obligation to support every single advertiser that our network puts on. I hope they're not running on our airwaves, but there's nothing we can do about that. The way the network radio business works is... We don't really even know everybody that's running during our commercial breaks. Like, Mark, you do sales for Free Talk Live.
But I only get 3 of the 15 minutes per hour that is commercial time.
Right. So there's other ads that are running that we do not sell, and we do not have the ability to reject or approve.
No say.
So the network puts things on.
And that's true for every show, not just
right.
ours.
The network puts things on. We don't know what they are.
I don't know every show. Many shows.
And the local stations have ads that we don't know what they are either. So... wherever it is you're listening, you may not be hearing advertisements that we even know are there. So keep that in mind. If it's something with our voice on it, then yes, obviously we know that that's there. And there would be no way I would get behind a website like this. And you can join us here if you want to share your online dating experiences or bring up whatever's on your mind. Tripping at a Trump rally. We'll tell you about it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also join us online. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And there's some people having good, you know, experiences on dating websites out there. Some of them are not a scam. Actually, Michael W. Dean sent me a message here saying he met his wife on a dating website.
A lot of people have met their significant others on dating websites. It's just, it takes work, and the question is, you need to find a system for culling through all the mess, and you need to find a platform that doesn't have a lot of mess, as little mess on it as possible.
That's not an obvious scam like the ones we've been talking about here tonight. Here's another one of these emails or these insight messages that I received on this site. I'm an open person. Oh, subject, introduction, love is life. I'm an open person with good understanding. I love traveling and meeting new people. It good to know new things. And
it is good.
No, there's no is.
It good
to know new things and have a new plans in life. I am easy man with good sense of humor. I speak little German, Arabs, and also French.
In English.
Respect, understanding, faithful, honest, sincere is what people use to describe about me. I hate liars and I arguing. I have a good heart to love and also to make my future partner happy. In all, I am also happy.
Everybody needs an easy man.
That's supposedly Anne, who's 42 in East Village, New York City. So, I mean, just message after message like this. You know, if you want to hear more about it, go grab the podcast. If you're just tuning in now, I dig deep into why I think some of these sites are scams. I give you some evidence for that. You make up your own mind, but I would recommend you not pay to find out what you think about these websites. You know, OkCupid, I've actually met somebody from OkCupid. She was real. So I like OkCupid. There appear to be real people on that website.
But that's the only site out there that works.
It's not. But it's a free site that has a paid tier that allows you to actually explore the site and see if you like it and do good searches. This one site that I tried earlier, you couldn't even search past page 2 of the results without giving the site money. Come on! I mean, that's not attractive. That's
I suppose
not...
you should be skeptical when it's time to give up your money, but at some point, I think it's fine to do the paid dating websites if you get one that works for you, but you need to be cautious.
Now, apparently, some sites start out okay and then go bad. Michael Dean says he met his wife on bondage.com.
Oh, my.
And the site, he says, is not run by the same owners now and is now kind of scammy, but it wasn't then. At that time, it was only $12 a month and was all real people, but then was purchased by Penthouse, and now it's scammy and more expensive.
Real people for which you may spank. Yes, gotcha.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to share your experience, we're here, and our number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of experience, somebody had themselves an acid experience at a Donald Trump rally, which just sounds like a terrible, terrible idea. But they wrote about it, and we'll share that with you here in moments. First, let's go to Psycho calling from Paradise. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry to hear you back. I thought you were going through a midlife moral crisis and knew that you should distance yourself from preachers that lie. But then again, Mark Edgington, you're not really a minister either. But how's your wife and kid doing?
Got anything else?
Yeah, I do. In fact, they're doing just fine, aren't they? But you can stick to smearing me on the public radios because, again, you don't care about the truth and all progressives have a smear itself. And
no one really knows who you are. No one cares about you, and no one has smeared you, Mister. Here on Free Talk Live, no one has talked about you tonight. Mark has not talked about you since he's returned
to
the airwaves.
I should like to talk about your defamation of me the very last time I talked to you before you hung up on me. You not only repeated a lie when I told you it was a lie, you repeated it, then accused me again of being guilty of it. And then, of course, I couldn't.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. You said I've been making threats to Mark.
Yeah, you have. He's cataloged them on a Facebook page. Thanks for the call. He's cataloged your threats. James Wittekind is that man's name. He's cataloged your threats on a Facebook page called Things James Wittekind Says. And those are unedited, those things that you've posted there, Mark. You took them straight from his messages that he sent to the LRN.FM Skype username on Skype. That he sent these things, and he sent a whole lot more than what you've pasted. You just took the worst of the worst,
right?
And the stuff you thought was the most outrageous and threatening. And
I think to some extent it's my job to curate for people so that if they want to see these things, any time this guy can settle down and call about an issue, right? If he calls about an issue,
he never does. He just calls about the past,
rambling on because he feels
upset.
He's been wronged in some way. Because 2 years ago we disagreed with him on, the
bombing
US,
of Hiroshima.
Yeah, U.S. foreign policy is relation to Japan 7 decades ago, and then he's upset that somebody calls him a psycho. That's like the definition of a psycho. And then he says things like, "Gee, I sure hope your house doesn't blow up with your wife and kid in it." Well, yeah, thanks for your well wishes, you nut job.
Yeah. So there you go. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
He wants me to apologize to him. I'll tell you what. Act right for 6 months, and then we can talk about mutual apologies. Until then, you're just some nut who wants to harm me and my family.
TrueActivist.com has an article by John Vimes about people who were taking LSD before attending a Donald Trump rally, And it's Redditor Flipper8088 posted a detailed trip journal on the Psychonauts section of Reddit describing his experience at a Donald Trump rally while under the influence of LSD. Many have compared his journey with the style of gonzo journalism that Hunter S. Thompson was recognized for throughout his career. Today, it's actually surprisingly common for journalists and thrill-seekers of other varieties to attend important events while under the influence of psychedelic drugs so they can, quote, take it all in, unquote. In the case of the Trump rally trippers, they were not pleased with what they experienced. Their entry titled, Went to a Donald Trump Speech on Acid, Super Bad Vibes, can be read in full below. So here we go. Quote, it was a stupid idea to begin with, honestly. Yes, it was. First, my friends wanted to go to the Trump rally just for fun, even when they don't support his ideas. Then, in the car on the way there, one of my friends tells me he just got a hold of some acid and that it would be hilarious to be tripping at a Donald Trump speech. Just to say that we did it, and it'll be a funny story to look back on. So we all just say, F it, and drop two hits each.
Whoa.
Bad idea.
That's a bad idea anyway. That kind of nonsense.
Well, if you're an experienced psychonaut, then, it's probably
that's
not
your
a big
business.
Deal.
If you want to play around with the only thing you have in life, which is your brain, like, that's all you have. There's between, you are your brain, and without your brain, you don't get to perceive reality properly. This is nutty.
We walk into the place and just know that something is very wrong. The tension in the air was flowing through our bodies. Everyone looked angry about something. 10 minutes pass, and we all realize we must escape from this hell on earth before we lose every ounce of sanity we have left. We head for the exits, but they're packed with people and security. We won't make it. We all agree to head back to our seats.
It does sound like Hunter S. Thompson. It really has that feel. It's like he's studied the writer and, yeah. Bad country. I mean, it has that feel to it.
We all agree and head back to our seats. We could, he says in parentheses here, we could have made it. We were just tripping too hard to be rational. Unparentheses. Trump comes out and the whole building starts shaking with chants of USA! USA! It was proud patriotism with an undertone of depraved violence. You could just feel it. We all look at each other with the most dreadful look in our eyes, knowing we just effed ourselves into oblivion. I might post the rest of the story later when I have time. And then he posted the rest of the story. I put both my arms around my friends and tell them that I love them deeply and that we'll make it through this experience together, like always. This seemed to reassure my friends a little, and it also gave me a sense of comfort that I had two trustful companions by my side. We'll finish the Trump Trippers story here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care. Forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go shopping with Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the link you'll find there. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live. Shop.freetalklive.com. Another great way to support Free Talk Live, and many of you did step up to become Free Talk Live amplifiers when Mark left the airwaves. We talked a lot about that last night on an extended edition of Free Talk Live.
So it's the podcast.
Yeah, if you want to hear more of that, go download the archive from freetalklive.com. Of the Saturday edition of the show from January 23rd, and you can hear what was like almost a 50-minute long after show, if you will, getting into all that. So go to the AMP program. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do. It's $5 a month to you, and that's not a whole lot of money. That's like, you know, a fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks or whatever. So if you can afford that, please, you'll get perks. You get access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, and the AMP only forum as well. Excuse me, not the forum. AMP only phone lines and podcasts. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. We were sharing with you the trippers. That is acid trippers, people on LSD at a Trump rally, which, terrible idea. And he knew it was a bad idea. I mean, he must have known this was a bad idea. What were they thinking? Anybody who's an experienced psychonaut, you know, and I'm by no means an experienced one. I've done LSD probably, you know, a dozen times or something like that. But I've never done it in a large dose like these guys did. They did two hits. I've only ever done one. And so they went to this Trump rally. When you're doing psychedelic drugs, the set and setting is the most important part.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in a place with, let's say, bad vibes, like a Donald Trump rally would have a bunch of angry people there who are, you know, super patriotic and racist and, you know, things like that.
Well, they could be a bunch of people of all different types, but if you certainly
come on,
don't
who's
agree
likely
with
to
them.
Go to a Donald Trump rally? somebody who is, you know, an angry individual who wants to build a wall and, you know, put dividing lines between
people. It
seems
like his shtick all seems to be about either Middle Eastern people or Central American people.
I mean, I'll hand it to you. There could be people there who are just curious or people there who just want to see something to laugh at, like these people, right? So I'm not saying everyone in the audience is going to be an angry person, but enough of it's going to be a real bad vibe, and that's something you're going to pick up on when you're on psychedelics like LSD, and sure enough, they were doing that. So feeling like they were trapped there because of the circumstances of the loads of people and the security at the doors, he says he hugged his friends to try to reassure them that they were going to make it through this. He said it seemed to reassure his friends and it gave me a sense of comfort that I had two trustful companions by my side, even if their minds were being effed beyond measure at the moment. If anything, genuine trust and unconditional love was the only savior we had left. The peak started to intensify about 5 minutes into his speech, or was it 5 seconds? We were sitting on the left side, ground level, about 150 feet away from Mr. Trump, got a terrific view of his exquisite hairpiece in person that seemed to have a mind of its own as it was breathing and taking on different forms throughout the whole speech. The visuals were up to par with around 200 micrograms in my experience, some rare strong street acid, just my luck in this situation. My mind begins to wander as I stop forwarding my conscious attention to his rhetoric.
This shows this person's foolishness again because he didn't have any, he didn't test this stuff ahead of time.
You go, whoa. Let me just let you know. LSD on a blotter, you can't test to know how much is on the blotter.
No? Okay.
You can if you, like with MDMA, for instance, which is not a psychedelic, it's an entheogen, that's another discussion, but with MDMA, aka ecstasy, you can send that to a laboratory, and they will verify. If you send it to a U.S. lab, they'll tell you what's in it, but they won't give you the amount of milligrams. So even with other drugs, which are more easy to measure, in the United States at least, you can't even get the actual measurements from a lab. In the Netherlands, you can send a pill to a lab, and they will tell you the exact milligrammage of the active ingredient in there. So there's ways to get that with things like MDMA. But with LSD, to my knowledge, there's no way to know how many micrograms. We're talking about very, very small, like micrograms. It's a very small, hard-to-measure amount. And I would imagine you need some very, very expensive equipment to even have a shot at something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, that's not possible. You have to just trust the dealer is telling you the right thing. And when it comes to street acid, well, good luck. You're lucky to even get real acid on the streets anyway. So that's another real concern with this. Now, you can test to see if something is acid, meaning that you could send the blotter to the labs that I think it's Dance Safe works with. Is it Dance Safe or Ecstasy Data? I think it's the same organization. Anyway, Ecstasy Data is the website, and then Dance Safe is, I think, the organization behind it. It's all a part of Aeroid.org, which is a great site that helps educate people about drugs and how to take them as safely as possible. So I agree with you, Mark. Testing is a good idea, but in the case of LSD, you generally won't know what the amount is. So anyway, he goes on to say, I stop forwarding my mind begins to wander as I stop forwarding my conscious attention to his rhetoric and start observing people in the crowd. Started to think about how weird the human race is. The woman in front of me had brought 5 of her kids to this rowdy cesspool. All of her kids kept glancing and staring at us. One peeked around the corner of his stroller, stared straight into my effing soul for I don't know how long, and then proceeds to point out how big my pupils are. Mommy, look how big his eyes are! The mother hears it and glances at me with the most heinous expression on her face. She definitely knew.
Nuts.
I start paying attention to Trump again, and his face starts to subtly melt. The melting intensifies until his face looks like a wax statue thrown into a furnace. I point this out to my friends, and they start seeing it. Try holding back laughter on 2 hits of strong acid, and it doesn't work, and we burst out laughing while Mr. Trump is speaking.
This moron makes me want to vote for Trump.
He pauses his speech, but doesn't pay us any mind as we cover our mouth quickly. Everyone around us knew we were on something, though. It's, you know, common, like, acid paranoia. They know.
Yeah, I can't imagine people know.
Protesters in the crowd kept yelling things and were getting dragged out by security. One guy yells, Trump did 9/11. Open your eyes to the truth. This is when I realized the opposition is just as idiotic as the supporters. As a country, we're digging our own graves. I start to look at myself and fell into a deep state of personal introspection. What was the motive for me taking this action anyway? Why was I here at a Trump rally on two hits of LSD? Was I searching for some hidden truth by way of chemicals? Or was I here for good fun? I was just as irrational as the others that I looked down upon.
Uh-huh.
You know how sometimes you have moments of eternity on LSD? Yeah, well, that was happening all night. The speech felt like it kept looping over and over and over and over. Muslims this, guns this, illegals that. Something about Hillary Clinton being disgusting by using the restroom. Then every 5 minutes after a bold statement, the crowd erupts into mindless cheers and applause. Endless time loop. This is when I actually convinced myself that I was living out the novel 1984. I genuinely believe this. Trump was Big Brother. Holy S, an epiphany. Trump is Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is when the trip started to take a bad turn again. But wait, a miracle. The loop is over. We're saved. The devil is done with his rhetoric. The speech was over. We can get out of this zoo now. We figure we're all too effed up to drive, so we call someone to pick us up. After that, we had a deep discussion about politics, America, philosophy, Trump's hairpiece, and how incredibly idiotic we are.
Mm.
So, yeah, don't take LSD and go to a Trump rally. Don't go to a Trump rally in general, I would recommend, but certainly not while on a substance that will intensify any kind of bad vibes that might be in existence.
I've taken LSD when I was much younger, and I can't say my life's better for it. I just don't. Of the things out there, this is not one that I'm a big fan of. I know that there are people out there that just think it's the greatest thing in the world. I'm not. I get that humans are going to alter their consciousness. I'm aware of that. And I get that alcohol is a dangerous...
far more dangerous than LSD.
Well, that's just because it's not taken as often.
Well, maybe. But nonetheless, there's a lot of people who will cite that LSD was one of the most important experiences in their entire life. Steve Jobs would be a good example of that. And now there have been a multitude of articles, actually, in the last few months about this new microdosing thing that some professionals are actually doing. They're taking... microdoses of LSD while they're at work, and they are saying that it makes them more creative and more productive, and they're not taking it to a level where they're tripping. They're not taking it to a level of that. They're taking it to a level where it's having some sort of influence on their consciousness, but just enough to subtly change how they're going about their daily routine.
And this would be like some tiny, tiny hit. And you just said yourself it's difficult to find out what the dosage is on blotter.
It's difficult if you are just buying on the street. You'll really have no idea what you're getting. If you're buying on black market websites on Tor, then you can probably believe the amounts that are advertised, but it's impossible to verify. Unless you're like this guy in the article and you've got a lot of experience and you can sort of say, oh, well, I can identify by taking it how much is in it. So we'll see you tomorrow night. If you want to learn more about taking drugs safely, go to arrowit.org. Do your research. Don't be stupid. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.